You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. I am host Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And if you are joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. We're a feel-good show, shouting out some good news from around the world. You can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, an innovative and positive guest every week, and our events calendar from great things happening around the United States.
So this week's guest, we have an organization called Think Positive World. It's a great organization. They've been doing it for a number of years. It's a couple out of New York. I can't wait to, for you guys to hear them and listen to what they've been doing in the Bronx with a number of students. It's just amazing, amazing work.
They are transformational strategists. Interesting title, isn't it? Miss Helene Abrams and Mr. David Giller will be joining us to tell us about their idea and how they came up with it and how brilliant of an idea it is.
Absolutely. And, you know, talking about transformation, I want to go back to what we just did this week. Again, we performed for the Emerging Leaders Academy, and that is Clyde Terry, who has developed this program over the past 4 years that has helped a number of people transform their lives. A lot of these people are people that have come through the prison system. They're on parole. They're in a halfway house. They're just getting off of drugs.
Addiction,
they're in rehab.
Yeah.
And through this 8-week course, these people really, really transform. So much to the point that they've done a study that out of the 400-plus people that have actually gone through the program that were previously in jail and caught up in that system, only maybe 10 have gone back to jail. And I think that in itself is amazing because the statistics are just, they're unheard of.
And this is people from every ethnicity, white, black, Spanish, Asian, everything.
And age.
And every age bracket. We've met people, 65-year-old women down to 18-year-old women.
And
you know, you think that talking about the prison system, you primarily are thinking of men, but the reality is there's more women in prison right now than there are men.
Yeah, yeah. So it's and a lot of them just are having difficulties with just coping. And I think the job that Clyde is doing is unbelievable, and that's why we support it every single time. We've played every single graduation since its inception.
Yeah,
and I'm very proud to say that.
All he's doing is opening their eyes to other options of thought that are out there. I mean, he hasn't recreated the wheel in any way, shape, or form other than to put together a variety of thought patterns, The Secret, just a variety of open-minded thinking.
Well, you know, and I want to comment real quick. There was a person they had speak yesterday on Wednesday. His name is Jesse, and Jesse always had panic attacks whenever he had to speak in public. And through this course, he learned that I don't own that anymore. That's not me. And they actually chose him.
That was my old story.
They chose him to represent the class to speak in front of everyone.
Yeah, that was cool.
And as soon as he got up there, he said, wow, I can't believe I'm up here actually speaking in front of all you people, because usually I would start having a panic attack and not be able to breathe. And he goes, but that's not me anymore. That was my old story, and that's the story that I've put away after this course. And just to see him say that was just amazing.
I think that's one thing that makes Clyde so successful in this course. When you walk in there, this one-liner pisses everybody off because he says, you're nothing. You start here as nothing. And they're like, what do you mean I'm nothing? I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. And he goes, no, you don't get it. If you start out as nothing, now you can build whoever you want to be because you're starting from scratch.
Right. You're not coming in here with a story of who you were.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a thug, or I'm a drug dealer, or
I've been raped, I've been this, I've been that, yeah.
He goes, we're going to wipe the slate clean. And the other thing that I love what they say is, we didn't teach you anything.
Yeah.
We didn't give you anything.
You had all this in you.
Yeah, you had this all in you. We just reawoken it about yourself.
And I also really appreciate that, you know, the parents come to the graduation. And listen, these parents have been through some hard knocks. A lot of these adults now have been in and out of jail, you know, 20 times over their lifetime. And the parents endure all of that ridicule from their family. You know, you didn't raise your kid right, blah, blah, blah. And I love that Clyde says to them, you are receiving a brand new person here into your life. Do not treat them the way you did before, because they're not coming to you the way they did before. They're not speaking the same language. They don't have the same thought. Yeah, you can't handle them the same.
Yeah, and they're evolving.
And then he encourages them, the parents, to pay attention to what the kid is saying. And mind you, the kid could be 50 years old. Pay attention to what the kid is saying, and perhaps you can transform things that are going on in your life, because the reality is they learned a lot of the behavior from you.
Yeah, and their environment.
Yeah, yeah.
So another transformational thing's going on this coming week, starting on Monday, April 27, that Janie and I are involved in. It's called Imagination IQ, and it's put together by Dan Fowler, a friend of ours, Fizz, is the musical director for it, and he asked us to come on board as St. Tone and perform at this event. It's a 4-day event. It's going to be happening at the Temple of Light Sanctuary
in Irvine.
Mm-hmm. And we're really excited about being involved in this. It sounds like an incredible event that's really going to transform us, and we're going to come back after we go through the program and have Dan Fowler online and have him tell you more about it. And we can tell you from our own personal experience.
Yeah, because we're actually going to get to take the course. So that'll be really interesting. I think that it's going to open up some new thoughts for us and inspire us to do new things too. So, of course, we have to be inspired in order to inspire you guys.
Right. And one of the things he's saying is the number one thing that holds you back financially and how to get through that. So
that's interesting.
It's really looks like it's going to be an exciting, fun time. And the fact that we're going to get to perform again, I love doing
that.
That's
just a bonus.
Yes.
So Fizz came up with a program called Ignite the Rockstar Within.
He has a book.
He does. And we've had him on our show. Listen to his recording on our archived page on Humanitarian Radio. Definitely an amazing guy. He's an East Coaster. You'll be able to tell by his accent real quickly that he's from New York.
And he's a straight shooter.
He's a straight shooter. He says it like it is, and that's that. If you don't like it, I'm very sorry about that.
So last night we also had a great time. We performed at Casa Escobar here in Malibu with the full band.
That was delightful. And definitely, you know, it's really cool to see the reactions of the audience when we play all this positive music, even though they've never heard it before. They're dancing, they're toe tapping, they're by the second chorus, they're singing along, which is really cool. But it just goes to show you that positive music can totally be mainstream.
Absolutely. And, you know, what I love about it is when people come up to me afterwards, he goes, "What was that song again? Mama said you can work it out." I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's an original."
Yeah.
And you're like, "Wow, they like the idea of it, and they get into the groove, but they like the idea of the song and
and
the chorus."
I was asked about breaking all the rules last night. This girl says to me, "Breaking all the rules that were meant to be broken." She goes, "Then you guys went into the bad boys thing." She goes, "I thought that was just hysterical, because you're breaking all the rules, so you get the first thought that, oh, this is a song about bad boys. You go into bad boys, but the reality is the song is actually about breaking rules that were meant to be broken, like going to the moon and things like that."
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but she caught it, you know, she caught on to it being an audience member at a dance club.
Yeah. Let's play that song right now.
Okay.
It's Breaking All the Rules by St. Tone.
Love it.
Said he never lived, and recently he did. Oh no, said she's too young. Look at what she's done. I can't say, you can't say. It's within all class reach. Oh Lord, we got to teach her. Yeah, we're breaking all their rules, breaking all their rules, breaking all their rules now. Meant to be broken. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Breaking all their rules, breaking all their rules now. They're to be broken, yeah. They thought we never fly, like eagles through the night. Now we bounce around the moon, amazing what the mind can do. Limitation or imagination decrease destination. They can't do this, can't do that. Oh, breaking all their rules, breaking all their rules, breaking all their rules now. Meant to be broken. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're breaking all their rules, breaking all their rules, breaking all their rules now. Meant to be broken. Yeah. If I told you we are limitless, would you sit or would you run with me? break the rules, yeah. Break the rules.
So that was Breaking All the Rules by Saint Tone. And again, you could probably understand where we're going with that. It's breaking through the limitations that you possibly have upon yourself and allowing yourself to go beyond what you think are rules. And you can check that song out at www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com for more positive music. Hey, it's that time again for the quote of the week. This week, our quote comes from lightworkersworld.com.
Yes, and it's a good one. Ready? You can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf.
Very interesting. You know, I love the way they simply put that. You can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. And what I get from that is you can't change the world out there, but mm-hmm. you can change your reaction to the world.
Right, right, right.
So good things are going to happen, and there's a lot of bad things that are going to happen. You can't necessarily stop the bad things that are out there, but you can change your reaction to it.
To them and how you perceive them.
Right, right.
How you handle yourself within them.
And how you roll with the waves, if you will.
Ah, look at you. You're brilliant.
If you just ride the waves and just go with it, it is what it is. It's like, hey, you can either try to force yourself against it, or you can find a way to go with it and work in harmony with it.
And think about this. You could ride the top of the wave, hence successful surfer, or you can get mowed over by the wave and eat the bottom of the earth.
Yeah, exactly.
You got your choice to make, though. Truly, you make your own choices.
Yeah. So just learn how to go with the wave, go with the flow, and learn how to
surf.
Change your reaction to the world around you to keep it positive. That is your quote of the week. So it's time for some good news from around the world.
So my first good news story is about a waitress. You know, you can really change lives in a really simple way just by keeping your ears open. This gentleman went into a restaurant. He had a simple little $9 breakfast, but he overheard the waitress, because he was sitting close to the kitchen. She was talking to one of her coworkers and was breaking down a little bit that she hadn't been able to visit her son in a while because she needed $200 to do that, and she can't pull $200 out of her budget. She, you know, has a really big nut to crack in her world compared to the money that she makes. And so she was saying to the coworker, I'd really like to be able to get $200 together so I could go visit my son.
And so it is.
And so it is. So the gentleman who overheard this, he had a $9.53 bill, and he left her a $200 tip with a note saying, thank you for the amazing service. I'm sorry I overheard you speaking to your coworker. Please use this money and go visit your son.
Wow. How cool is that?
It's such a simple little thing.
And then he just went.
Anonymously.
He left. Anonymously. He walked out afterwards.
Yep. Yep.
That is so cool.
I just think that people that pay attention to the needs of others in such a random way, they're such a shining star. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing to do in mm-hmm. the slightest of ways. That $200, who knows how hard that guy had to work for that $200. But look at the difference he made in that young lady's day, and probably in her life for the future. She'll never forget that. I bet you she'll pay it forward in some regard of her own. And she
Absolutely.
Gets to see her child, who's also going to benefit. So that is nothing but a win, 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 win.
Love all the way around. Yeah. Great karma.
Absolutely.
You know, I love things like that because obviously it does come back around. So maybe someone did that for him in the past, or mm-hmm. He's just paying it forward because he's been fortunate.
Okay, so this next story, some of you guys may have seen this because it was on a few different shows on TV. This guy, who is the CEO of a company called Gravity Payments, his name is Dan Price, took a 90% pay cut, slashed his company's profits just so he could give his employees all a raise.
Wow.
Yeah. Company in Seattle, they're a payment processing company, meaning like a Visa MasterCard processing company. the CEO pledged to make sure that all of his staffers make at least $70,000 a year annually in the next 3 years. And in order to do that, he had to cut his $1 million salary to $70,000 a year.
That is incredible. And you know, the fact that back in the day, early on, everyone used to make, the CEO would make maybe twice as much.
Yeah.
Now it's like 300 to 400 times as much.
Yeah.
So somewhere along the line, we just lost like this
mentality
and this understanding of fairness. Of like, wow, I got to make 400 times more than what you make as the boss.
So 30 people are going to double their wage.
Unbelievable.
Double. And it plans on doing another 40 raises with his people.
And now imagine that right there. Like you're making X amount right now. If you're making, you know, $30,000, now all of a sudden you're making $70,000. That can change your entire life.
Absolutely. So he tells his employees at a meeting. So nobody knew.
Really?
And the article says, Price told his employees of the new pay policy at a meeting on Monday. For several moments, there was nothing but stunned silence before people broke down into tears and stood up in applause. They high-fived, they cheered, they yelled, they screamed. They couldn't believe what was happening. The people who were at a $43,000 salary that day jumped to $50,000.
Before
he even enacted anything. It took us a moment to understand what he was saying, said one of his employees. It just didn't seem logical. It didn't seem practical. It didn't seem like someone would ever do such a thing for their employees. We were absolutely blown away. This was stated by a 25-year-old. A 25-year-old going to be making 70 grand. Can you imagine what that guy's going to be able to do with his life?
Yeah. These are the types of companies, just not to cut you off, but these are the types of companies that I would love to support because they're doing the right thing and they're doing something to spread the wealth. And I just think it's a beautiful thing.
This kid's family, this 25-year-old's family, his mother also works there. They were homeless for many years. They lived on the streets. And now this 25-year-old gets a boost in pay. His mother started crying because she was one of the lowest paid in the company at a very menial job, and she was getting $36,000 a year. So there's a few family members that work there. So each of the family members is boosted to 70 grand. These people are going to feel like millionaires.
Unbelievable.
But what the mom said was, we've been living day to day, a serious struggle just to keep the family fed. The changes that this man is bringing into our lives is going to completely reintoxify our family, our future, and generations to come.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, really cool. This gentleman, he's a young guy, and I just want to say, man, you are doing the right thing. You're setting a great example. Mr. Price, you are our hero of the day.
Amen.
So just a caveat to that, Price is such an example not only to, you know, people who are workers, but almost 100 other CEOs have reached out to him asking him how he's doing this, because they want to make a shift for their people as well. And he's saying, I don't know if we'll see enough to move the needle, but I think that people of my generation are now committed to making a change. It was really an amazing thing for me to hear from almost 100 other CEOs who were patting me on the back saying, wow, what a courageous, brave, amazing thing you're doing. You're changing the times, and we want to do this with you.
That is, you know, that is awesome, because you're changing so many lives. And somewhere, like I said, within the midst of worker, employee, and CEO, you know, this disconnect began to evolve, and it's like the CEO became so pricey.
Yeah.
And these other guys are just trying to get food on the table. So to bring it back down to normal or balance it out a little bit more, it's going to let the workers want to work there that much more and be committed. Less call-out days.
Exactly. And he says that too. And he says his goal is to get back to his normal level within 2 years. And he feels that's totally doable.
Absolutely.
And he's not losing any money by doing this.
No.
He's just, you know, pulling a little bit from the profit. And he says that the response that he's getting from his workers have been phenomenal, but a bigger response from his customers. And people are switching corporations to work through him and use his services because he's such a good guy. So
absolutely.
Oh, my. This guy totally wins. totally
exactly,
wins.
Exactly, because it's he's proving that it can be done. And I'm sure other people are like, wow, man, good for you. I like to switch my services. If I'm getting a credit card service, I can get it through you guys now.
Well, and he's shocked. Because
you're doing the right thing.
He's shocked that he's actually, like, people are actually even talking about it, because he thought he was just going to do this sleepy little thing within his own company. And now the entire world is talking about what he's doing. I think that's a really, really great thing for us to know, that there are some really good positive shifts going on in business. Much, much needed positive shifts.
Yes, absolutely.
So I got a little cool segment for you today. This comes from the Belief Net Inspire Your Everyday. It's called Toxic Relief: How to Cleanse Your Life of Bad Habits. I love mm-hmm. it. So bad habits that we continually bring year after year after year into our lives, and habit means something that you continually do over and over, right? So they say that bad habits get in the way of living a happy life, and that if you can feel refreshed and renewed with some of these little tips, then you can change those bad habits. They call it cleaning, a toxic cleansing of the soul. And so here are a few of the tips that this group is recommending in order to get a toxic cleansing of your soul, feel refreshed, and lose some of those bad habits. So here's a good one. Observe with fresh eyes. Take a bird's eye view of your actions. Look at what you're doing from a different perspective. What exactly do you need to change that would be seen from above? Sometimes you're too close to a situation to see it clearly, right? So step back and look at a situation and go, maybe I should handle this differently in the future because it's really not working for me.
And that's sometimes hard to do, just to remember to step back, because you seem so caught up in a situation. So someone else might step in and go, I really think you should do that. And you go, what are you talking about? You're like, well, I'm looking at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, as opposed to how I've always handled it this way.
Right, right.
And you're getting more of the same. Go figure.
Right. So someone else might be able to step in. So try to take an outside perspective. That's great.
And then the second one is determine what you're willing to clean up. Fess up and be honest with yourself and determine what are you willing to change? Because if you're not willing to change anything, don't bother stepping back and looking at it.
No, that's true. A lot of people are sort of in their ways and they don't really want to make that shift because it might be more difficult. They'd rather just keep dealing with what they're dealing with as opposed to trying to
shifting bad habits, your brain needs to be able to focus on what the bad habit is and start filtering the list.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to review it and check it out in order for you to be able to go the next step with it. Make a plan to succeed. That's a really good one. Make a realistic plan that you'll be able to stick to. For example, if you're going to rid yourself of unhealthy eating habits, well, you're going to have to white knuckle your way through it or get help from someone like a Weight Watchers or whatever. But make a plan to succeed before you get going.
No, that sounds awesome. I like that.
So now you've broken up the hard work into small pieces. You know what the needs are for the cleansing. So take action. What's your work plan? Put a plan together to make the changes. Let's see. I'm going to do this, 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 and this. The next time somebody approaches me, blah, 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 I'm going to do this. The next time I'm in this situation, I'm going to do this. Put a plan together. And then keep it going. Stick to it, or else your toxic habit comes right back sticking to you. A lot of times it helps to find a buddy that you either talk to about it or they are there to remind you of it. Add it into your daily routine and let someone know about it. You can read inspirational quotes. You can listen to motivational podcasts. Do whatever it takes to keep you motivated to keep it going. At some point, assess your success. Take a breather, look at it again, figure out what's not working and what is. And what's not working, now you have the opportunity to shift that. So even if there are setbacks, you can also always find a way to celebrate what the successes have been. And even the success that you took a chance to look at it, that you took a chance to evaluate the things in your life that you need to shift that are toxic bad habits, and shake out any lingering negativity. Be positive.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of these things are, I wouldn't say they're common sense. I would say that they are things that reminders that you might already know about. It's like, hey, you know that if you want to go from here to there, you get in your car and you drive there, but you have to take certain turns and get there. But if there's an obstruction in the road, you have to take a detour, then you take that detour and you find your way, but you still know where you're going. And I think the main thing is knowing where you want to go. Because if you don't put anything in your GPS, then you're just driving aimlessly. But if you know you want to get from point A to point B, meaning I want to achieve X amount in my life, then you have a destination in mind, and though you might take some turns and some detours, you still have the goal in mind, and you can refocus to get there.
And let me add this. You don't only have one shot at getting there.
No.
You can readjust along the way as many times as you need to.
Absolutely.
This is not a one-shot deal where, oh, I'm going to clean up this and clean up that about my toxicity and my bad habits. If you fall off the wagon, just like when you're on a diet or you're, you know, you have a goal and sometimes you make it on the first round, sometimes you don't.
Absolutely.
There's no guide here that says you only got one shot at this. So revisit it. Even if you have to take a break from it for a little while, go back and revisit it. Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. On April 24th to 26th, don't forget to check out Therese Hartman's Allowing True Love Retreat in Sedona, Arizona.
On April 27th through April 30th, it's Imagination IQ, and St. Tone will be performing at those shows.
On May 9th, we have Stage Benefit, STAGE. It's a benefit for AIDS. If you haven't listened to their interview, check out the archived page and listen to what Stage is about. That's going to be in Beverly Hills.
Hey, and on May 14th and 15th, it's a positive business conference in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
You can join Tony and I from May 15th to the 17th at the Shakti Fest at the Joshua Tree. We'll be there with Humanitarian Radio interviewing all the great things going on there. And then also on May 30th, it's the 10th annual Happy House Annual Poker Tournament. That's with our friend Bart Simpson, otherwise known as Nancy Cartwright. Listen, we have this event and many, many more all the way through the end of the year. So if you're looking for something great and positive to do, check out the events calendar on humanitarianradio.com.
And if you have an event that you want us to post, just reach out to us either on humanitarianradio.com or on our Facebook.
We want to give a special thank you to our new sponsor, USALuxuryDirect.com. They are a luxury site, sells a lot of really great high name brand things for discounts. If you put in the coupon code HR for Humanitarian Radio, they will give you a 10% discount and match that 10%, giving it to the radio station. And you know, the radio station is only run on donations. So we really appreciate partners like USA Luxury Direct.
That being said, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsor and we'll be right back with Think Positive World.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world. Sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
We can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to end.
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
And so we are back, and we are so delighted to have on our show with us today a couple of transformational strategists from Think Positive World, Miss Helene Abrams, Mr. David Giller. How are you guys today?
Fantastic. We're just great.
You know, I'm really excited to have you guys on the show. I know we talked about this off the air, but, you know, I found you guys through a mutual friend, Mooney Ironi, who was on our show last week or 2 weeks ago. But once I went to your website and once I saw what you guys were doing, I went, wow, I need to reach out to you. I know you guys are in New York, so I really appreciate you taking the time out and the time change to be with us here in California. But
well, thank you so much for having us on your show, Tony.
Great
and
work.
We're so glad
Say it again.
We're so glad you did reach out to us.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what you've been doing for all these years? Because you've been doing some amazing things, and it's really starting to take shape in the school system and around the state.
Well, our vision is to accelerate positive well-being throughout the world, and this is this started out as a vision back in the 70s, believe it or not, it's been in development and testing and implementation for all these years, and we have it's very multifaceted and multi-platformed. It's designed to literally surround people with positive reinforcements in their lives, with the objective of helping people to significantly reduce daily stress, build self-esteem, and think more positively, develop a positive mindset.
So one of the aspects of it, of course, is education, and another is and entertainment, and also, in through the arts. So this is, how we affect positive change.
Absolutely. Now,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, absolutely, and a lot of the things that that I've seen, one video in particular is some work that you're doing with kids in the Bronx. So why don't you just tell us a little about that? Because I thought that was so exciting to me to see the dramatic change that they had gone through from the initial week, and now that you're doing it even as a full-time program.
Yeah.
Yes, that's, in fact, what we do is we have a program called the I'm a Person Project, or the I'm a Person Program, where we create a positive climate in schools. And we have a whole, it's based on the song I'm a Person. It's expanded from that. And we've gotten fantastic results. We've stopped bullying. We have increased attendance significantly, and the number of incidences in the schools are down from 200 to down to maybe 80 incidents, which is very significant.
Absolutely.
That's per year. So we just did an event on Tuesday, which was our Think Positive World launch event, where we brought the 22 students, we bussed them down to where we were having the event, and they performed in the beginning of our show, and that was very remarkable. I mean, the school that we decided to use as a test school was one that's in the South Bronx, and it's nestled between two gangs, and...
And actually, they've been singing I'm a Person. They've been singing our song since 1990. It was actually written, the song I'm a Person was written in 1987. And then in 1990, I got a letter from a school teacher at that school who is still at that school. I think she's going to be retiring now, teaching like about 50 years, telling us, about the impact that the song was having on the kids. And at that time, the South Bronx, if any of the listeners remember back then, there was a movie called Fort Apache, and I mean it was like a bombed out, looked like a bombed out area. It's very drug infested, and people had a lot of people had AIDS, and parents were incarcerated, and the kids were being raised by their grandparents. I mean, it was really, an amazing letter that she had written to me.
Yeah.
So ever since that time, the school has been using that song, and they have now made it their school song. And
So it's quite a, an amazing connection between the this particular school and this song. So as a matter of fact, we have a documentary that will hopefully, we're looking at having it out by the end of the year, a feature-length documentary called The Song That Changed the World.
And that was a little piece that was on our website. That was a little trailer piece that you saw at the bottom where the kids are saying different things about the program and the school song.
Well, I thought that was amazing that when you get to see that type of transformation amongst these kids, and again, that's where it starts. You know, if you can capture the kids at this young age, that's where it starts, and
absolutely,
a domino effect happens.
Yes, and the kids, after the program, you know, they get reminded the importance of kindness and the importance of how, you know, treating each other with respect. And that's, you know, that's the key to it.
Everybody in the school, we have I'm a Person Week, and everybody in the school has these little badges that they wear that says, I'm a Person, Handle with Care. I mean, nice. Not only the students, but the faculty and the staff, even the cafeteria workers and the janitor, everybody in the whole building is wearing these stickers. So
it's infectious.
It's really an awesome program.
I was saying it's infectious, you know, when you put that kind of attitude and energy in motion in groups like that, people around, they just can't help but catch on.
And you know,
absolutely.
One of the things I saw in the video, and I wanted to talk about this a little, is you had a child stand in the middle of a circle, and everyone around them said something positive about them.
Yes, that's one of our activities that we have incorporated in the toolbox.
That's
called
the Circle of Kindness.
The Circle of Kindness. And some of these kids never have heard kind words spoken, yeah, you know, from all of their classmates and or maybe even their family.
Their family,
and
right.
Even being able to say something kind to someone is very special. And then we have the kids say, what does that feel like to you? And
they can write an essay on it.
Yeah.
That I think right there is probably extremely powerful, especially like you said, a lot of these kids have never heard kind words spoken to them if they have older brothers or sisters or if their parents just aren't that type of loving parent, you know, it's just to have something
nice. Parents.
Yeah, just having something nice said and having it be the co-students around them so now they get the chance to do it back to them saying, hey, now you're standing in the middle. And what a great way to battle bullying, because bullying is usually someone teasing someone constantly, and here's someone praising someone constantly. So you're doing the exact opposite. Instead of saying, hey, don't bully, and just leave it at that, you're taking it to the next level saying, instead of saying something mean, say something nice about the person.
Exactly.
And this particular school, I just wanted to mention, this particular school is in one of the highest poverty areas in the Bronx, and it's nestled in between two gangs.
Yeah, and that's really crazy in itself. I think that, you know, you guys developing a plan aimed at one of the toughest schools in the country was really brilliant, because that's where you're really going to see your results. And if you can make something change in that kind of an atmosphere, oh my gosh, what you can do everywhere else.
Exactly the way we were thinking, you know, because we had worked with other schools, like in Florida, which had mixed neighborhoods
results,
and different ethnicities and different socioeconomic backgrounds, but this school was perhaps more challenged, so we could really see the demonstration of this work in that school.
So what were you guys doing prior to this, and how did you get the ideas to start a program of this nature? What was it that sparked your inspiration to go in this direction?
Well, I was living in Los Angeles, where you guys are, and back in 1977, I was on my way to Los Angeles. I was living in Santa Barbara, and I was on my way to pitch a game show at CBS, and I got out of the car, and I couldn't stand up straight, and I had, it was just an excruciating pain. And over the next several weeks, I was getting like two chiropractic treatments a day, and I was just
you know, like sleeping like 1 hour a night. So I decided I didn't want to, you know, how to heal myself. I didn't want to take pain pills and just put it off. So I got into learning about acupressure and the meridian, the energy flow in the body. And I started to develop what I now call the 10 Daily Fundamentals to Greater Well-Being, which is on our website also under personal development. And I started feeling better and better and better. And one day I went out on the beach at Malibu and I was doing yoga and, you know, my meditation. And that's when I had the vision to accelerate positive change in communities around the world by teaching people these 10 Daily Fundamentals to Greater Well-Being. And then I moved to Florida, and my creativity just started going wild. I was, you know, feeling great, and so I wrote a book and came up with all kinds of positive slogans for T-shirts, and then started writing the music and testing it out in schools, and then we even tested the whole community program, like we did Think Positive Miami Beach and Think Positive Hollywood down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really had some remarkable results. And 10 years after I had the vision, that's when Helene and I became partners in this, because her background, I'll let you talk about your background.
My background was in healing and the arts. I was an artist and a filmmaker and actress. And so I was always marrying healing and the arts together.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, assisting people to move from one vantage point to another so they could see from a different point of view.
And it was the perfect match
for you and me. Yeah, actually, we were friends for like 15 years, and then we became a couple, and we've been together for 13 years. And soon we're going to get married.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Congratulations.
Congratulations on that.
That's exciting. See, it was destiny.
Thank you. So we're very excited because right now we just had a launch event for the Think Positive World. And it's really a movement. It's a major movement for accelerating positive change in the world. And, like, there's a whole strategy for positive change that each of us a way for each of us to accelerate peace and well-being on the planet. And it's on the front page of our website. It's like, treat everyone with kindness and compassion. Keep daily stress at an absolute minimum. Think positive, high-quality thoughts as often as possible. Open your heart. Be governed by your spiritual connection. Rise above your emotions. Be grateful, humble, and understanding. And keep your body and mind in optimum health.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And, you know, let me ask you this real quick. How do people get involved in what you're doing? Let's say, for example, there's some teachers out there, or maybe there's some parents out there that want to introduce what you're doing to their school or to their children's school.
Well, we have our new website that's up right now called thinkpositiveworld.com. And if there's any specific inquiries, they could contact us at our email poslink, POSLINK at earthlink.net. And within the next couple of weeks, we're going to have our membership portion of our website up there, which is a whole, which is totally dedicated to personal development. And, you know, this is the thing that we're best at. We have an amazing amount of content that we've created over the years to help people to for their personal transformation, to really be at their optimum well-being and performance in their lives. So it's like $10 a month, and we're giving amazing content for that. So that'll be available in a couple of weeks.
And as they're at their optimal, then they're able to take it to their community, to their family, to their friends, you know.
Right, so we're calling it the, where they could become ambassadors for positive change.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as an ambassador of positive change, hypothetically, if I were a parent or a teacher, then I can gather that information from you and start implementing that at our school. Let's say using the song or using the circle of kindness.
The technique, yeah.
And all the different techniques you've come up with.
actually have the program that could be licensed to schools and around the country, and we're just now like fine tuning the way to like really get it out there to all the schools. And if a school or a school system is not ready to do this, then a teacher can do it in her classroom. And we have like teachers kits that we sell, and all of these different. We have a lot of products. Positive reinforcement products and programs that could be accessed from our website.
Different tools. The main thing is that if what we have found is that if the whole school, you know, it's best for the teacher to get in touch with us also, because if the principal gets on board and we can affect change in the entire school community, that's the highest level of transformation that we have seen, because then all the teachers and all the students and all, right, you know, everybody is participating, and we've seen the climate of the schools shift,
yeah,
from negativity to one of positivity.
And that's going to help children to learn. It's going to just, you know, help everything about the rest of their lives to get them on board and on track at a young age like that, especially when they're from some of these rougher areas or have situations at home that they're living through, to give them a resource to be able to fall back on mentally when they're, you know,
absolutely,
in a tough zone is great.
Absolutely. If you can get children, teach children as young as possible how to keep daily stress at a minimum, and how to have a high, high good thoughts about themselves and a high self-esteem, and to think positively. When they're very young, they're going to take that with them the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So this is very important at that young age to do
that. Well, and then what's going to happen from that is as they grow up and they have their own children, they're going to, you know, teach their children their way of thought, and it's just going to start really creating a beautiful atmosphere for those of us living on this earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, break that cycle.
The kids are the future leaders of the
Of
the world.
And I also like that this can be done in any country. It's not necessarily like restricted to the United States. Even the small little countries that have, you know, 10-15 people in their classrooms, anybody can put this program together. It's really available to anyone in the world.
Well, we have somebody right now that is
wanting to bring it to Haiti.
Think positive Haiti. He's somebody who's involved politically over there,
mm-hmm,
that is interested in doing that. And we
excellent
also had done some work in the Philippines. And so, I mean, it's starting to get out there internationally. And at the same time, we are looking to, like, really, you know, America is the place where it could all start, because it's the melting pot for the whole country. I mean, all nationalities,
yeah,
for the whole world. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So we're planning next year, 2016, to do our Think Positive America bus tour to go to 12 states and 15 cities, including Los Angeles, to spread the seeds of positivity around the country.
Excellent.
And it's interesting that it just happens to work out that it's going to be done. We're going to have that bus tour during an election year for president, because here you're going to have all these candidates for president going around the country talking about, you know, like...
their
like
stuff.
With all negative campaigns.
Right,
you know. And here we are, the bus that would, you know, been going around the country spreading the positive change.
You'll be counterbalancing all that negative energy that they're spewing out there.
Right.
Yeah.
And we also have on iTunes, we have under Think Positive America, we have an album there with some of our positive songs.
Very
Think
nice.
Positive America is one of them. I'm a person.
Right, so if you just go to iTunes and just put in Think Positive America, then our album will come up, and so you could, you know, you could listen to, you know, how they have it, where you can listen to half of the song or whatever it is. So we have a lot of really great songs on there, including I'm a Person and Think Positive America and Today, and Listen to the Sounds, about listening to nature and listening
that song
to each other.
That song is such an important one in the schools, Listen to the Sounds, because we need to listen to each other we need to pay attention to ourselves, you know, all these different...
It's about listening to nature, and it's about listening to each other and listening to the voice from within.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let me ask you guys, what can our listeners do to help you the most? Is it spreading the word? Is it donations? Is it starting events and bringing you out? What can people do that are listening right now to help support you guys?
That's a great question. You know, they could do all of it, any of the above. And we have a nonprofit called the Campaign for Positive Development. If anybody wanted to make a donation,
tax deductible. And that's on the homepage too, on the bottom.
I think so.
Yeah.
And, but the other thing is, they can definitely, you know, go to the new website, and in, as I say, in a few weeks, they could become a member, which would be helpful mm-hmm. to us too.
And we have, we just put together, when we did our launch event the other night, we put together a form, which is called Humanity's Call to Action. And we would be happy if somebody was interested in becoming involved in this movement to email them a form that they could fill out and get it back to us, which indicates, like, you know, how they would want to be involved with us.
With their talents.
Whether they would want to be, you know, a member, whether they would want to be, you know, a founding member, whether they would want to be...
A consultant
or, you know, or a volunteer or take this into their community, whatever way they want to be involved. So this is a good form that they could, you know, interact with us. It's the beginning, the starting way for them to interact with us.
Excellent. Well, I really want to thank you guys for being part of our show. And again, if anyone out there wants to get involved, you can look right where you're listening to this and you can see the link is there to their website. It's thinkpositiveworld.com. I want to thank you both for doing the work that you're doing out there in the world and helping to change the world into a positive place, especially with the children. And I think you're just doing great work.
And also, we're going to put your bus tour on our website so people can see where they can find you and when you're coming to their area. And maybe that will help to spark people to put some events together along the way for you.
That would be terrific.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Jane, for having us on. And we look forward to working with you guys.
Yes.
You're doing some great things, and we want to, you know, see how we can support one another.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being on our show today, and we'll talk to you both again real soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, each week we'd like to dedicate a song to our guests, and this week it's a song called Get in Tune. To what you think, say, or do. And that's in perfect alignment with what Think Positive World is all about. It's really focusing in on what you are thinking and saying and doing at all times to try to keep it on the up. This is Get in Tune by St. Tone.
Wanna be the stone that is thrown into the lake of your soul? Let the ripple effect help you connect.
Be the stone that is thrown into the lake of your soul. Let the ripple effect help you connect.
To your higher self, no need for someone else.
You've got the answers within yourself.
Yeah, your higher self is always there to help.
To guide you to your ultimate success.
Get in tune now to what you think, you say, and do. Don't be fooled now for everything, starting now with you.
You gotta get in tune. You gotta get in tune.
Wanna be the rake that is placed in your garden of weeds? Rearrange the place and plant some new seeds.
Be the
rake that is placed in your garden of weeds. Rearrange the place and plant some new seeds.
For the past is not the here and now.
You're worth much more than you allow.
Yeah, the past is not the here and now.
You've got a shot to make yourself proud.
Get in tune now to what you think, you say, and do. Don't be fooled now, for everything will start with you.
You gotta get in tune.
Once again, that was Get In Tune by Saint Tone. If you want to check out more positive music, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye. Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.